This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm not concerned about the series loss itself. Now, if this were the Braves or Phillies, be a different story. You know, the Rays, hey, Rays are a decent team. I keep underestimating the Rays, BT, but I don't have a big issue with the pitching. I know it was bad. Tyler McGill, what do you expect? Griffin Canning hasn't been very good. And Clay Holmes is going to be on an innings limit. So me personally, I'm not overly concerned about the Mets pitching.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I am definitely more concerned than you are. I also say this before I give you the reasons why. Like, it's very easy to look at a team in a 2 or 3 game stretch, or even a little bigger than that, and say when they're at their worst, and say, "Wow, this team doesn't have it." Or conversely, when they're rolling during 5 or 6 games, they look great. Things tend to level out. So one of the great things, and then eventually you get the real answers to who you are. One of the great things about the Mets, at least on paper and so far this year, is they've got great depth. And we can talk about the layup all we want. But it's actually a lot of bodies that have proven to be very capable and useful so far. And I just feel like it's changing. How much I honestly don't, I don't know. I don't know because I believe Moltas will be the pitcher that he was before, you know, like last year, the 18 starts when he changed his windup. But Blackburn,
Mania, you mean? Did I say Moltas?
I'm sorry. Thank you. Good catch. Mania, 100%. Moltas.
I was like, right, yeah.
Whoa, dude.
I was like, you like Moltas?
I guess I was so ready to jump into Moltas. I skipped Mania. I do think Mania is going to be what he was when he changed his windup. Thank you. Moltas, I don't know what you're going to get from this guy. I've never liked him. I couldn't stand when the Yankees traded for him. 5 minor league starts, ERA over 13. Forget about being in the majors right now. He can't get young kids out. He is a mess right now. Senga's obviously hurt. I think your boy Mendy's got to take a hit from Friday going to Blackburn in that situation. Blackburn, to me, now I know he's going to start this week based on some situations, and I know he's been viable at points in his career, but I remember watching him, I guess it would have been last Sunday, to close out that Rockies. Remember the game?
He couldn't
get anybody out, and then he shuts down
the Dodgers as a starter, and out of the bullpen, he can't get anybody out.
I know. So, okay, maybe that, and he has spoken about that, where it's a different role, and he's got to get used to it. I guess what I'm saying is all the things, like, we were able to bounce from person to person to person to person early with the Mets and point out all good things. Now I feel like, and I'm not saying it's fatal, but now you go to Clay Holmes, any limits creeping up, Senga out, Blackburn, mess, Moltas, horrific in the minors. Canning has had 3 of his last 4 starts have been really bad. So whatever they're doing in the lab, they're getting back in because right now the pitching's going in the wrong direction.
Right. Now, I think there is circumstance behind it. Obviously, it's not ideal losing Senga, but getting Mania and Moltas back is going to help. And it's gonna
I don't know if Moltas is going to help. Yeah, Mania's going to help.
But at least getting another arm like that with the potential that he has, and assuming that now he's been getting lit up in the minor leagues.
Oh, my God, dude. Is he already 13?
Yeah, but that's, I can't 13. Worry about that. Maybe they're working on different stuff. We'll see when he comes up here. I mean, and the Mets got to figure out how to maximize him like they have everybody else. So let's just say Griffin Canning, who I think, I still like Griffin Canning, but let's just say he's petered out and he's not, whatever he's done is not real. The Mets also have a track record of an entire year last season showing that they could do this, which is why it's not just a fluke for a month and a half. They did it for a whole year last year. Okay, right now, let's say no Griffin Canning. Tyler McGill, I never liked to begin with. So to me, he had a bad start, throw it out. Those are probably going to be the first 2 guys to go with Manaea and Montas coming back in. Plus, they did get good news on Kodai Senga.
That's great. It's an easy strain. They get definitely good news there.
Now, you probably won't see him until after the All-Star break anyway, but still, the idea that he'd be back. The bigger issue to me would be Clay Holmes, and that is, it's not an innings limit, but he's already reached the highest amount of innings he's ever thrown.
Yeah. So since the minors, when he was starting.
So would you rather push him on a Friday night in June, or just say, hey, from now on, like the one way to keep those innings down, you got to have a cap on it. He's got to be five innings going in. You don't like it. Nobody likes it.
Yeah.
But I'd rather just, okay, cut him off at five innings every start from here on out, max, and then you hope to have him fresh going into the postseason. That's where kind of the Mets are at.
And Mendoza did touch on that postgame. He said, was the number 75? I thought he said whatever 85. Was, yeah. They had a predetermined amount of pitch, which I think is the sensible thing to do. No, I don't think that it's, well, first of all, I think that you have to have a plan with him. Otherwise, you're going to wake up in August like this guy's shot.
Yeah.
No, you have to. But
can't throw 200 innings, dude.
No way can he throw 200. But let's just say this thing gets a little tighter as the summer goes on in terms of divisional supremacy, and you got to keep, you know, yanking him after five, after five, after five, after five. You know, and let's say, admittedly pushing this forward in a couple directions, but we'll say, let's say Montas isn't proving to be worth the pickup. You know, Senga's going to be out for a minute here. Like, I feel like there's some holes popping up here with the Mets that they could be able to shore up.
Some leaks are springing and they got to patch them
up. Yeah, they could shore them up, but for the first time, there's also the potential and the possibility that it just feels. I don't say ominous. That's too strong. It feels just a little different than it did a couple of weeks ago with the Mets pitching.
If you didn't believe in the pitching coming in, and now it's starting to look like, even for just a weekend, starting to look like it's reverting to form, I can see why people would doubt it. I am not concerned about the pitching. I'll trust them to figure it out because they have, dating back to when David Stearns got here a year ago. Here's what I am concerned about from this weekend. Two things. Number one, Pete Alonso. And it's because of the bad throw that Pete made that got Senga hurt. And you saw, like, poor Pete, he's wearing it, right? He's feeling it. Oh, God, I feel awful. He admits that, which I respect. But you could just see he's beating himself up about it.
Still?
Well, he was at the day, at the time that happened.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Sure.
Okay, now, you know that Pete is hard on himself. That's been one of the knocks for the last couple of years, hard on himself. The greatest thing that he's done this year is look like he's playing free and easy.
Mm-hmm.
He had God awful at bats. I'm not just going based off of the results.
No, I know.
Like, the results are going to, unfortunately, you're going to strike out with the bases loaded at the times. You're going to ground into double plays, whatever. So, not only did he leave a small village on the base paths, but more so the quality of at bats, it looked like old Pete. And then his expressions were old Pete, like, oh, darn it. You know, I'm down on himself again. So, I wonder, and I don't know this, if there's a correlation between that bad throw and his performance. And if that starts that, like, I'd be more concerned about that because if Pete Alonso does not drive in runs for the Mets, they're going to be in trouble. The guys in front of them are going to do their job, mm-hmm. Lindor specifically and Soto. They're going to get on base. They need Pete to drive them in. That's why they've had great success so far this year. Now, you can't criticize him because he's been great. He's carried them. But he had an awful weekend, and I just wonder how much that bad throw has gotten to him. And now, does it start a little bit of a rut for Pete, who's in his own mind and not having good at-bats?
He's had bad throws before, we know, whether it's the second or home, but it hasn't resulted in injury. So I don't know. I mean, if he's still aware of that from the Senga play.
Well, all right. So let's say it's not that. I'm just doing the math a little bit. Now, you don't have to say that, but he's swinging at pitches in the dirt. Like, he's doing everything that he didn't do.
Jason, he looked tense. He looked tight.
Which is what he's done.
He was out of whack.
The last couple years.
But even Aaron Judge, you know, here and there has looked out of whack. Great play. Okay. You know, I don't care who you are. You're going to look out of way. You're going to press. You're going to reach. You're going to expand the zone. I think for me, and he did not look good at all this week, and I'm with you on that. The biggest problem for me, potentially, if you remember, the thing that I've always said about this Mets lineup, even when they were racing out to a great start, I don't like from the middle of the lineup down. I just don't. Now, I know McNeil's hit some home runs lately. You got Marte. You got Alvarez. Beatty's a little streaky. I mean, all right. Mauricio had some ugly at-bats over the weekend, hitting a .170, whatever he is. You know, Acuna, I know he's a good pinch runner, but he's sitting 220, 230, whatever it is. Like, you know, behind the plate, mixed results. I just don't think that there's enough pop and enough sizzle in this lineup, which was, and I've said that for a while, which was okay and workable, or like workable around it, because the pitching was so good. if the pitching takes the step back that I believe that it's going to be, and the offense doesn't step up, now you're going to have a little bit of a different Mets team, which is going to necessitate, I think, not only a trade, a big trade.
Now,
were they in on Devers? Were the Mets in on Devers? You tell me Devers can't DH for the Mets?
Yeah, you can't.
Can you imagine that?
250. Well, I mean, maybe they have him on third base. $250 million?
I mean, I don't know. Did the Red Sox pay for any of the money? I'm not sure. Maybe not.
No,
but
no.
Cohen's got the checkbook.
That was the appeal. The Giants took the whole
thing. They took the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm saying, were they even in on the conversation? Did they know it was happening? I mean, if you're the Red Sox, you have to, and you want to move on from Devers, smart business is to let the whole league know, yo, we might trade this guy. Did the Mets know? But if they did, were they remotely interested? They should have been.
All right, so you have concerns about the pitching. I had concerns about Alonso. My second point, not as much a concern over the weekend, other than, of course, the Mets chose the first time to get swept all year long with the Atlanta Braves looming. A trip to Atlanta where things generally don't go the Mets' way. Now, the Braves have been buried. They're 13 games under. I know they're getting healthier here. All those things that you said could be true. Same thing with the pitching. Like, they got to start Blackburn on Wednesday. The Braves are pushing Chris Sale back, so they make sure he gets a start against the Mets. So they know how important this series is. The Mets can't be hitting the rough patch now. Like, it could be a few weeks of bad time, rough play with the Mets, with trying to get Manaea back or Montas back and patch that rotation up, maybe Pete's in a slump, who knows. It happens throughout the course of a season. It can't happen now. Not where you've got the Braves and the Phillies, where you're playing a stretch of 10 days. It's going to be those two teams. You know, what is it, 7 games with Atlanta, 3 with Philadelphia. They can. I'll give them a pass for the weekend. You got to go put the hammer down on the Braves. That's my concern, is that now with all these holes starting to, or the leaks starting to spring a little bit, and they got Atlanta lined up. Nope, not an excuse for me. They're better than the Braves. Go stomp the Braves out. And when this 10-game stretch is over, they better have at least a 15-game lead over the Braves.
See, they're better than the Braves, but when you now incorporate the new aspect of the Mets, which are a little problematic right now, think all the things we just did. Now they've got to prove that they're still better than the Braves. Like, we know that they've been much better thus far, not even close.
Peterson, listen to the pitching.
I like Peterson.
Oh,
so I like
stopper.
Peterson.
He's got to be a stopper.
Go ahead, Peterson, yeah.
Peterson and Schwellenbach, who's on the Mets.
Yes.
Blackburn against Chris Sale.
Oof.
Clay Holmes against Spencer Strider, who is as nasty a pitcher as there is. He came back, he had a dominant outing, I think his first time back last time.
That feels like a 4-3 game either way. I mean, Holmes is good. He's going to keep in the game no matter what. He's not going to get
any time
length.
The Braves had their three guys.
They do. Yeah, I mean, listen, if the Braves win, so okay, do you think it's more important for the I think it's a pretty easy answer, but I'll let you answer it.
Yeah.
You think it's more important for the Braves to establish themselves in these next three, or
Braves,
for the Mets to stabilize?
For the Braves, for their season, this is it. They've got to be able to take minimum 2 out of 3 and really gain some ground that they gave up early on. But from the Mets' perspective, this is the one team. Like, they've already swept the Phillies this year. It doesn't mean that the Phillies are dead meat, but we've seen them handle the Phillies before. The Braves are the one team. Bad things happen when this team goes to Atlanta. I know they made the playoffs there last year. This should be a different situation. The Mets should be in a position of power. And, of course, the sports gods. Like, the Mets literally had not been swept all year long until the weekend before they play the Braves. And the Mets pitching is starting to take a beating now, right ahead of the Braves game. So I do think it's important for the Mets to keep the Braves at bay and let them know who, like, it should be a two-team race in the NL East. The Mets and the Phillies. Keep the Braves. Put them away. Put the fork in the Braves. I don't want to hear the excuses. Everybody, the Rockies just pounded them yesterday. Go put the fork in the Braves this week.
So Friday night, or after both games were over, and really rough weekends for both teams, no doubt. So I tweet Friday night. This was just after Friday. This is for both the Yanks and the Mets. Rough night on the diamond for New York City, but that's baseball. Holes to address. Neither team is perfect. Both really good. Fun few months ahead. I was not deterred by what I saw Friday night. I will give you this. I wouldn't have tweeted that last night. Like, it was like, it felt like a bit of an anomaly. All right, brutal loss for the Yankees, bad loss for the Mets. That's not who they've been so far. As the weekend progressed and some injuries and situations, some of which we just discussed for the Mets, I'm not going to say it feels radically different, but for both teams, it feels a little more different than it did Friday.
New York got a little dose of reality.
Yeah, we got to get back in the groove here.
We'll talk about Subway Series. And it was better, Mets and Yanks. All right, we're going to take calls on both the Mets and the Yankees. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Sean is in Ozone Park. What's up, Sean?
Yo, BT, Sal. I agree with both of you. I agree with BT saying it's a long season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Don't freak out about three games. And Sal, I agree. The Braves are a problem. They always have been. The Mets have 10 games coming up against the Braves and the Phillies. For me to believe that there's nothing to worry about, dude, can I get 7 wins and 3 losses and a big 10-game stretch from Soto and Alonso? Is that too much to ask?
No. The only problem is, Sean, and thank you for the call, the only problem is the Mets right now, and this happens throughout the course of a long season, they're a little vulnerable right now. If they were going in full bore, or not full bore, like even without Manaea, but they just lost Senga. He was due to pitch this series. They just got swept. Alonso was awful this weekend. Like, they're a little vulnerable. I'll take 6-4, BT. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love 7-3. I'll take 6-4, but I don't know if you could really, I mean, if they go 7-3, Met fans are going to be on cloud 9.
You do that, you guys are going to feel really good. And you should. I mean, I still look. I'd say they still won, what, 8 of, what are the Mets won? 8 of 11, whatever it is. Right, something like that?
I'm not sure.
I mean, whatever.
Well, I mean, yeah,
overall,
they won 6 in a row.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they won a couple of series before this. Who do you think needs to make an impactful trade more? Neither team's perfect. Both teams should be in the market.
Yeah, I mean, an impactful trade?
Yankees bat, Mets
arm. I think they probably both do.
Mets bat.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Yankees need a bat, but again, we'll see what happens when they get Stanton back, and yep. The Mets are going to get Manaea back and Montas here. Let's see how those guys work out. Hey, in a few weeks from now, and the trade deadline is July 31st, that Thursday night, I'm pretty sure it's a Thursday night, things could change in a hurry here. In a couple of weeks, maybe the Mets could be in dire need for a starting pitcher.
Yeah, but now, will somebody like Devers be available again? I mean, he's top. I think I heard Susan say, yes, I was in the car coming back, and I heard a little bit of the game, obviously, before I put it on when I got home. and Devers is like top 10 in 8 offensive categories, who that impactful is going to be available?
Yeah, probably not.
Honestly.
I wouldn't think a big bat. I mean, we went over the bats last week with the Mets in the center field. All right, Andrew's in Eastchester. What's up, Andrew?
Guys, I work from home. I listen to the station just about all day, top to bottom. You guys are the best show, bar none.
We appreciate it very much. Thanks.
That's just one man's opinion. Had a Yankee point, but I also have a funny Met nugget since just talked about them. I went to the game Saturday, sat in right field, maybe 10 rows behind Soto, and after he misplayed that ball in the sixth inning, you would have thought it was the Subway Series. You effing suck.
What?
You're a bum. At least you got... I couldn't believe it. At least you got paid, right? At least you got the bag. I was shocked.
For Met fans, I'm assuming. I mean, that's ridiculous. Drunken minority.
Yeah. And these are guys wearing his jersey sitting behind them. But, there's a reason why I'm a Yankees fan, right? Anyway.
The Yankee fan doesn't boo him. Yankees boo Aaron Judge. He broke the all-time home run record. They're booing him in the postseason. Come on. Every fan base has
even Mattingly got booed at one point.
Yeah. As far as the Yankees go, Fried wasn't going to win 30 games. Judge wasn't going to hit 400. Yeah, a Red Sox sweep stings, but I'm not worried. I'm chilling. It's a long season. It is what it is. That's my take.
Thank you for the call, Andrew. We appreciate you listening to the fan all day long. I'm curious why, or maybe not why. I mean, I'm sure there's some fans are split here, but it seems still, like when I talked to you, BT, about this on Friday before we said goodbye about the weekend, you're like, nah, you weren't really, it wasn't a huge series. Forget the rivalry. It's not what it was. But it was more just like, man, you think the Yankees are going to coast to the division.
Mm-hmm.
And you still feel the same even after this weekend, even after their 8-11 record in the AL East.
Yeah. I mean, again, the Devers, there's two things I'm reacting to. The weekend, but then Devers. Like, it's like if the Yankees traded Aaron Judge.
I know. No,
not that Devers is Judge, but right. The Yankees just traded Aaron Judge yesterday, and Tampa was in first place. And the Yankees just swept Tampa, and then the Yankees traded Judge. Tampa fans aren't saying, yeah, the weekend sucked, but we're good. Judge is gone.
What about the Rays, just 3.5 back now?
I got to watch them play a little bit more, be honest with you. I've kind of glossed over them.
I know. You know why they do it with no-name guys? They do the same damn thing all the time. They just play the game hard. They play it the right way. And here they are 3.5 back after sweeping the Mets. Not good timing for the Yankees to get swept when the Mets got swept by the Rays.
No, it's not. But again, think about the American League East here. I think that the Red Sox, they were on my radar coming in because of the pitching moves that they made there. And then Trevor Story back healthy, and I know their first baseman went down, but I thought the Boston would be a lot better. And then, of course, Devers was still there.
Great manager, good young bat.
Yeah, they have some things going for them here. Yeah,
Bregman, bring him in.
Bregman, big contract in the offseason. I know it was like a 900 OPS playing in Fenway as a visitor. The monster, he loves it. He's back healthy now, or he will be. I thought the Red Sox would be much better. I thought they would be the chief competition. I didn't take Toronto incredibly serious. Really just didn't give the Rays a whole lot of thought. And the Orioles were an afterthought because of what they did with their pitching. Not a single player with more than a one-year deal. So, like, you just knew they were not taking their offseason very serious. Now, I also didn't think, and I said this in the winter, I didn't think the Yankees were so powerful that the Yankees would just coast from May on and win 103 games. I never thought that, and I still don't. But the Yankees are the best team in the division.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, right, on paper. So, and everybody's ripping it. Naturally, I'm just reading some more reports. I guess the Boston Globe reported that the Red Sox had just had enough. That's a quote, had enough. Per Red Sox sources, it's according to the Boston Globe, the team's feeling was that the $313 million contract comes with responsibilities to do what is right for the team and that Devers did not live up to those responsibilities. And the other part of it, obviously you don't like that. You ask a guy to play a certain position. You want him to do that. So that could create a little bit of a problem. But the other part of why I think it might not be as bad as everybody expects is because don't you trust Cora, BT, to a certain extent to know the locker room, know the clubhouse?
Yep.
It's not like the Red Sox were playing great. They just swept the Yankees and finally are like, wow, maybe they have some life. So on the surface, it's like, oh, well, just as you're getting going, you trade their best hitter. But it's not like they've been great. And maybe he was more of a problem than they thought was worth it, and they could try to replace his offensive production elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think this started as soon as they got Bregman. He's like, nah, I'm not moving. You know what position I play. You know, let him figure it out. So the tone was set. He didn't, and I understand you want to play your position, but, It's like the Red Sox are coming off back to back championships here. You would think there'd be some flexibility from a leader to do what's best for the development of the team, which he apparently had no interest in doing. And then against the Yankees last weekend, there was a ball that he did not run out. I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah.
A little.
I was going to say, Cora did say it wasn't a lack of hustle, but I don't know about that specific.
Because he asked him, he said, "Are you hurt?"
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hurt. He's like, he thought he pulled something, and then apparently when he was told he did not, Cora had a little bit of a different reaction. So, if that's what you see in public, you can only imagine what's going on behind closed doors. Devers seems he's a great hitter.
He's a Yankee killer.
He is. I have no problem getting rid of him, man. Listen, go feast on the Dodgers and the Rockies and those other West teams here. He destroys the Yankees here. But he's not a good fielder, not a good runner, and apparently not a good clubhouse guy. So, but the money he's making is not awful. Like, it's 29, 29, 33. You know, he's 20. I don't know if he's going to age well. We always have that conversation. But the Giants have been looking to give money away for years.
Yep.
They wanted to give $400 million to Judge. They wanted to get Stanton before the Yankees traded for him. You know, they've tried to do this, and it just hasn't really worked out. So he is a stud hitter. And, you know, that's not a good ballpark to hit in, particularly as a lefty with triples alley, I should say. It's hard to hit their home runs, the thick air, the marine layer stuff. But he's going to hit a lot of gappers, and his average might have, maybe fewer home runs, his average might go up. It's a great move for the Giants. I just want to know, did the other teams know he was being dealt? I would have loved to have known, even on the most cursory level. Did Stearns get a call? Hey, Dave, we're moving. We want to move this guy. You want him? Any interest? You got to take on the full contract. And if that was said to Stearns, which it probably was not, does that go back to Cohen? And if it was taken back to Cohen, what would Cohen? How does he process that money?
Yeah, I'm sure that the Red Sox didn't just trade him without inquiring other teams. As for the Mets specifically, I mean, I'm sure we'll find out in some reports. I would not take him on if I'm the Mets. I would not get tied into another contract like that with Lindor and Soto.
Well,
plus, you know, they're going to need to pay for some of the pitching at some point here.
And so, Nemo's got some years, too.
Yeah, Nemo, exactly. And, you know, what are they going to do with Pete? So, but, yeah, it's fascinating to find out who would be out there. I'm curious. To me, the biggest question is going to be, well, what do the Red Sox do with this newfound money now? Are they going to go take on another contract somewhere and go get in another play? You're never going to get the same caliber player, but can you get two guys who you think could help your ball club and invest that money in the team? Or is it just, well, we wipe our hands with whatever was left on the contract and don't have to worry about it? That would be the wrong thing to do.
Think about if either the Yankees or the Mets in the last X amount of years traded somebody like Mookie Betts and Devers.
Yeah, this is the Red Sox.
Think about our reaction to that as fans.
Be disgusted with that. What are you kidding me? It's unacceptable. Yeah. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019, the number to call. We're talking both the Yankees and Mets. Vinny's on Long Island. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, Vin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great show as always. Hope
thanks,
you guys
buddy.
Had a great Father's Day.
You too, Vin.
It was
up?
Awesome. Thanks, man. You too.
Absolutely. So this is my thing. So I kind of agree a little bit with both of you. I think that there's no need to necessarily panic. Panic is too strong a word. To be a little bit concerned, absolutely. Each team has their equal concerns. I think the Yankees, you know, Cashman's notorious for making trade deadlines. He's definitely going to shore up that bullpen. I'd hope you get a nice big bat to help out that offense. I don't know who's going to be available. And Sal, I really hope for your sake, the Mets, this is a big 10-game home, 10-game stand with the Braves and the Phillies. Hopefully they kick the hell out of them. So, but we'll see what happens. So, two quick points. My two concerns going into the playoffs, and I know we got a lot of playoffs. Let them get their slumps out now. Let them get their losing streaks out now. I'm totally okay with that. But my two concerns are these. The Yankees, like you said earlier, BT, the Yankees statistically were one of the worst defensive teams last year.
Yep.
And they seem to have, Cashman did a great job of going to Plan B and shoring up that defense. My two concerns are this, and one I think affects the other. One, I think their defense has moments where they're unfocused and they're base running and they're unfocused. And that, to me, they're too good defensively to have focus issues like that. And for whatever reason, I don't know if that's Boone not being hard enough. I don't know.
Well, it's young players, too. It's not a coincidence that the younger players with Dominguez and Rice specifically. I mean, you could throw in Volpe there
true.
As well. He's still young.
Absolutely. But then that's when Boone and some of the senior veterans need to get in there, you know what, and tell them to shape it up.
Well, they
but
might
I think
have.
That problem leads to the bigger problem.
Yeah.
I think Judge is going to – he's having a great year. He's my favorite player. He's an absolute god, and we're blessed to watch him. But as we know, he's had some hiccups in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And until he gets that right, he's too good of a player. It's all mental with him. But my concern is this. As you can see, if he doesn't hit, the offense goes as far as Judge is going to take them. I think the problem is, part of the problem, and Judge has to figure this out – if the Yankees' offense is not clicking, that's even more pressure that I think he puts on himself internally. Mm-hmm. And in the big spot, whether it's in the playoffs against the Dodgers, I mean, or the World Series against the Mets or the Dodgers, or the playoffs against the Tigers, or even a series against the Red Sox, who haven't been what we thought they were going to be, but maybe with the money available for trade endeavors, they're going to get some big guys, whether it's this year or next year. A big series like this against your rival, even though they haven't been your typical rival the last couple of years,
yep.
He didn't show up. So I think, you know, the pressure that he's going to put on himself from not doing well in the past and the pressure he puts on himself when he has to step up when the team's not hitting, it's a little bit more of a concern than I think we're letting on.
Listen, it's a good call, Vinny. I think you raised a lot of intelligent points there. I think for the most part, you're on point. The Judge stuff is incredible. It's incredibly fascinating to me. Like, I would, and we won't get this answer because I don't think he'll ever engage in this kind of a conversation. I would love to know. How he redirects the pressure. We talk about it all the time. We know what he's done in October. We know what he has not done in October. Does he actually carry that burden with him? Or does he just throw himself into the process of getting ready and let the results take care of themselves?
See, I know why you're using the word pressure and why Vinny used it there. And I did think that was an excellent call. So thank you for that, Vinny. I would not say that he can't handle the pressure. We could, I mean, was there not pressure on him against Garrett Crochet to tie that game? That is a massive home run on the road against the guy who was own you in that spot, knowing that you have to hit a home run to keep your team alive, and he did it. He hit the home run against Class A in the postseason in that similar spot where, like, all right, here he comes.
He was awful in the postseason.
Exactly. Ugh. This is a huge spot. What's he going to do here? And boom, he came through with that home run. How about the pressure of chasing the home run record? Now, it's not the same as maybe a postseason and team success, but
that's
still.
That's different. That's totally different pressure.
It might even be worse. The individual, dude, yeah. Every eye in the game is watching you.
But you're not letting anybody down except really yourself. And I guess fans, you're not letting your teammates down. You know what I mean?
I still feel like that's an enormous amount of pressure going up there, knowing that you need to hit a home run and doing it continually, you know, 59, 60, 61, 62. Yep. All the way through, those are pressurized at bats. So I don't know if it's pressure as opposed to trying to do too much. And maybe they're both in the same or tied together, intertwined, whatever. I do think there are times, this weekend was one, where Judge was like, all right, I'm going to bury the Red Sox myself. He's done this in the postseason before, probably dating back to 2017. He's that good that he could do it, but maybe he's putting too much on his own back and trying to do too much in these series.
See, to me, and you make the distinction between pressure versus trying to do too much, to me, they're the same thing. Now, you get there different ways, obviously, but there's overlap there. By knowing, certainly more so last year and years before, when the Yankees lineup was just weak. It was just substandard for a Yankee lineup, let alone a team that's trying to win a World Series. Didn't have it. Soto obviously helped, but around it was just not good. So there's the pressure, oh my God, like if I don't get this done, I'm going to get crushed again, and I'm not Ruth, and I can't be one of those guys until I win a World Series, and I got to get it done. And that's pressure. But also trying to do much is a subset of pressure. Right. I really think that they're all connected there. I don't know how he can mentally divorce, unless he's a robot, which he's not, because if he was, he would have a higher average in October. I think that they are pretty much the same thing. Pressure and trying to do too much. I'll give you an example. Think about when you first got on the air. I remember doing this.
Yeah.
Like when I first started getting regular shifts early in my career, I felt like every show was a referendum on whatever talent level I have or whatever I bosses thought I could become. And trying to do too much, that was born out of pressure trying to show that I'm worthy of this spot and more. I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, maybe. I could see how it could be intertwined. He just needs to tell himself, I can't try to do too much. Be yourself. The problem with that is if he doesn't do enough, he knows that the team probably isn't going to have the ultimate success.
Yes, which is why I think it's always unfair, and this is always my response. Like, how is Aaron Judge going to rate among the all-time Yankee Titans if he doesn't, you know, win the World Series or have his October moment, whatever? And Sal just pretty much said why. Because the pressure or trying to do too much is derived directly from the fact that there's not a lot around him. So if he knows that and we know that, then why would we not hold them to, or at least give a little context to the standard that we hold Yankee greats to? That's why it's very interesting.
My pal Joe DeMeo, SNY.TV, big Mets fan, does the Mets podcast, and also knows their prospects. He just chimed in about the Devers stuff because you were asking about the trade.
Mm-hmm.
He says, as far as we know, four teams have talked to Boston about Devers. Braves, Padres, Blue Jays, Giants. So you should be happy that it's not the Blue Jays, at least staying within the division. Mm-hmm. Good for the Red Sox trading matter. Okay, that was number one. Number two, and this is more pertinent here. Do you trust Ian Begley?
Yeah, I do. I think he's been doing a really good job.
Me too.
I do.
The door is not completely closed.
On Tibbs coming back?
No.
Oh,
no.
I didn't even say that. Well, okay. Because we were talking about that the other day. I don't know. Who knows anymore?
I thought you wanted Tibbs out of here. Well, you excited about that?
It depends who comes in.
Per Ian Begley, the door is not completely closed on the Knicks and Jason Kidd. This according to people familiar with the dynamic in Dallas. Other outlets, is right from Ian's social media here, I'm seeing it on SNY, Knicks videos. Other outlets reported as recently as last week. Remember, we said that at the time where the Knicks were told no, but it's still other outlets were reporting last week the kid was still a possibility. And as of today, that remains the case.
Yeah, I mean, I like Jason Kidd. I'm not going to be dancing on top of the table if the Knicks announce that they hire Jason Kidd to be their coach. I like him. I wouldn't say that I'm enamored with him. He's good.
Right.
He's good.
Enamored.
You don't say he's good.
Enamored is strong. I'm just saying that, remember, I'm going from a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, I don't even remember now, last week it might have been, that I, to me, I was down to two candidates. Who the hell was the third that was ruled? Oh, Udoka. I had three. Udoka, Van Gundy, Kidd were my three.
Yeah.
Udoka quickly ruled out. Yeah. Van Gundy doesn't seem like it's a realistic possibility.
Never even talked to him, I don't think they will.
And the main reason for Kidd is because it felt like at least, okay, well, if they hire Kidd, remember we talked about this, the back channeling that probably was
100%,
going on?
100%, yeah.
So it might have made it feel like there was more of a plan than it seems now. I'm not saying Jason Kidd's a championship head coach. I believe he's a good head coach.
So do I.
He's got some, you know, I don't think he's a good person.
I don't think he's,
at all.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay, so, like, that's going to be a talking point we're going to have to get into at some point if they do hire him. Point is, door not closed on Kidd, so maybe not so fast. Maybe it's not just Jenkins and Mike Brown who they might be meeting with this week. Maybe there is still a possibility, according to Ian Begley, of Jason Kidd.
All right. So, I mean, it's fluid here. It's been a bit of a frustrating 10 days or so. I mean, here's where we're at. Knicks have been denied permission to speak to Udoka, Finch, Kidd, up until now, Snyder, and Billy Donovan. That came last week, Snyder and Billy. Right. So, I love Billy in college. I don't think he's done a good job in the NBA. Not interested. And quit Snyder, to me, is good, but it looks like it's not going to happen. And this week with Brown and Tyler Jenkins coming in, I like both. The more I thought about this, I was kind of leaning a little bit more toward, of the two, kind of leaning a little bit more toward Mike Brown. The more I think about it and the more I examine some of the stuff and just read a lot over the weekend, to me, I think I'm probably going to flip that. And not saying that I think the Knicks will hire Tyler Jenkins, but if they were to hire Jenkins over Brown, putting Kidd aside for a moment, I actually think that would be really interesting. He's coming with some new age offensive stuff.
I don't want Mike Brown.
Okay, why though? You just think he's a retread?
Yes, like, yes, exactly.
I mean, and he is. I mean, the Kings whacked him. Doesn't mean they did the right thing.
I used to like retread guys. Now I don't want that.
Well, if there's one thing that gets me the least excited in any like coaching hire is a retread.
Right.
Like, to me, retreads don't inspire me. I mean, yeah, you're good enough to keep getting recycled and brought back in as a bit of a stopgap or a Band-Aid. But to me, retreads aren't elevators. And the reason why the Knicks directly moved on from Tom Thibodeau, and I supported the move, and I still do, is because they needed an elevator, not a retread. Because the stabilization was put forth and put in motion 5 years ago when they hired Tom Thibodeau. That's already done.
You think Taylor Jenkins is an elevator?
I do. Offensively from Tom Thibodeau, 1,000%.
Yeah,
no
offensively.
Question.
Okay. All right, so yes. You're intrigued by the offense.
I am. And by the way, Mike Brown's an offensive guy,
too. Yeah, I know. But I just don't. I'd rather have Taylor Jenkins. If I had to pick between those two,
yep.
I think Jenkins intrigues me more. I'm over the Mike Brown thing, right or wrong.
I think a lot of people feel the way you do with Mike Brown.
Like, at least with Jenkins, there seems to be more of a...
A newness, an unknown, yes. Like an upside, a ceiling.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. He's younger, by the way.
Also, maybe doing more with less. He didn't have LeBron. Like, yeah, that's how Mike
that's
Brown...
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he was doing pretty good things in Sacramento before they foolishly fired him. But, yeah, I think Mike Brown is a competent NBA coach. Jenkins... And his teams also had some top 10 defensive teams there. So he's bringing some defensive principles. Obviously, that's what Tom Thibodeau is all about.
Why did he get fired?
I don't know.
Yeah. I got to look more into that. Maybe,
I honestly don't know. But if I gave you the names, I know Brown's third for you. Put him, all right, put in order of interest to you. Kidd, Brown, this is not my order. Kidd, Brown, Jenkins, and...
Johnny Bryant.
I guess Bryant's in there. I'm trying to get five. Bryant, Mike Brown, Kidd, Jenkins, and let's say Jay Wright. Let's just throw Jay Wright out there.
Why not throw Van Gundy? Jay Wright's not happening.
Well, neither is Jeff Van Gundy.
You know, there was something else that's not happening. A caller called in this morning to Boomer and Geo and brought up Jay Wright again. He's like, oh, I called the guys in the midday. I called the morning show, and you guys both hung up on me with Jay Wright. Yeah, well, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
Not happening. Like, you could talk about it all you want. And he was saying that they should give him $20 million and make him come back. Jay Wright doesn't want to do it, so it's not happening. The other part that he said, he wanted to see you and I take on Boomer and Geo in golf.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, with him. And then Gio's like, Gio seemed open to it at first, and then he mentioned that maybe I've played 5 rounds of golf my whole life, and Boomer's like, oh, I'm not doing that.
What?
For the record, I've played more than 5 rounds of golf.
Whoa. So it wasn't because they didn't think that they would do well.
No,
they just dismissed us?
Correct. Your injury, they referenced your injury, and then they referenced my lack of either care for golf or just lack of... experience.
Understood. I mean, if Gio would like to put his 103 on the line, by all means.
Oh, there we we go. I mean, come on. Now we're talking.
I mean, Gio's talking like he's going out there shooting in the mid-70s. Great.
There we go.
I know you love the game. Doesn't mean you're good at it.
I like it. See, this is what I want to get a little fire there.
Mean, yeah, I mean, listen, I know Boomer's got some stick. Boomer to me. I don't know if Boomer's still going for the tips, you know, at his age. Maybe he's going to move up a little box here.
I'll drive him, too. You got to carry us the rest of the way.
I'm not carrying anybody. I'll still show up, and if I lose, I mean, I have no problem taking it on the chin. But
No. You can't be backing off.
No, I'm not. No, I just said I have no problem showing up.
How's the shoulder?
Everything hurts. I'll show up. I'll take five Advil. I'm going to putt. I'm going to putt and ship lefty. I'm going to hit the ball righty. No, I will show up and play.
Yeah, you might be invited. I will not. Boomer just dismissed me immediately.
Did he really?
Gio's like, yeah, Sal might have played five rounds of golf his whole life. And Boomer's like, oh, I'm not playing with those guys.
But he plays with Greg when Greg first started playing. I know Greg's
different. That's his guy.
Well, it's his partner. It's his guy. And he probably felt a sense of power. Like, hey, I'm showing Gio the ropes. Yeah, hey, this is how you grip the club. Come on, partner. This is how you swing. They're going to have to give us a couple of strokes because Boomer is a lot better than the other three, me, you, and Gio. But they want to put us, something on the table here. Set it up.
All right. I knew that would get your attention there. We'll come back. We'll get into the other stuff with the Knicks.
They can't dismiss us that easily.
Go back and listen to it on the Free Odyssey.
I'm going to have to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.